So in this video, I would like to start wrapping this section up and bringing it to a close. I do appreciate that it's been quite an intense section. Like the last section wasn't intense either, was it? I'm just being honest here. As you're probably noticing, my voice is starting to get a little bit croaky. And the reason for this is because when I'm producing courses like this, I get on a bit of a natural flow. I'm literally just, I've presented some words on the board to you and I'm doing my best to explain to you as honestly and as authentically as physically possible how they all interconnect so that you can get a better understanding of what it is that drives and inspires and motivates people. These are our core values. Now, what I would like to do in this video is just share with you the words that I think I might have mentioned earlier on in the course, but just in a different context now, in relation to our core values. And these words are words that were spoken out by the late Mahatma Gandhi, a man who inspired a nation, a man who led thousands, tens of thousands, possibly even millions to a place of liberation. A man who played a crucial role in liberating the nation of India. And he said one day, be the kind of person for other people that you would fundamentally have them be for you. And Gandhi was a man of faith. We know this, the history books tell this, but if we look at how this man exercised his faith, now I'm not going all religious on you here, I'm actually being very, very practical. I do appreciate I've spent a few moments, few minutes, perhaps 10 in one of the earlier videos, explaining and unpacking this term. But if you look at how that man exercised his faith, he was a stubborn man, wasn't he? Not stubborn as in prideful or arrogant, stubborn as in he was completely free within himself. He was fully committed to being completely authentic and giving everything that he had to his nation. In the end, he eventually even gave up his life. Yeah, that was through a murder attempt, which obviously succeeded, but Gandhi won the hearts of the nation. Not because he engaged with them on a level to win their minds, to teach them what the right way of living life was, but through the way in which he conducted himself and through the way in which he lived his life. Through not just teaching core values, but through living them out. Be the kind of person for other people that you would have them be for you. Think about it. This completely interconnects with the core value of connection. The quality of our lives is always going to be heavily influenced by the quality of the relationships that we keep. And the quality of the relationships that we keep is going to be determined and heavily influenced by the amount of trust that is in the relationship. The amount of trust that's in any of our relationships is always going to be determined by how authentic and transparent we are willing to be. So this is now beginning to point towards the more practical element and side of life coaching. Up until now, we've gone really deep. We've looked at our core identity and we've looked at our core values. And this is just the beginning, all right? The stuff that I've shared with you up until now is really for no other purpose than for you to simply get in the door and win people's hearts. You see, if you're coming from an analytical perspective of taking this stuff, writing it down, writing some notes and regurgitating it towards people, then you might get some more analytical people on a head level, but you're never going to win anyone's hearts. And if you never win anyone's hearts, then you're never going to be able to engage with them on an authentic and a meaningful way. If you want to coach people, coaching is about getting beyond the head and reaching and connecting with people on a heart level. You connect with people on a heart level through winning their trust and through being the kind of person for them that you would have them be for you. Remember in that last section we looked at core identity and I asked you to close your eyes for a few minutes and just consider this person. Remember, they were loving, they were kind, they were compassionate and all these sorts of things that turned around and who I described was actually you. Well, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about authenticity. There's nothing complex about this. There's nothing complicated about it. It's about you just simply exercising your freedom to choose. Putting security on external things aside, security can sometimes interconnect with connection. Connection's a good thing, but unauthentic connection's not a good thing. If the only reason why someone's connecting with you, or why you're connecting with someone else, is because you're pretending to be someone that you're not, or because they're pretending to be someone that they're not, then the connection's not real, it's not genuine, it's not based upon trust, and it's not based upon compassion. So, in order for you to influence other people more effectively, it's imperative that you help other people to understand what it is that's fundamentally driving them in life. And the only way sometimes to help people understand what's actually driving them in life is through demonstrating what it is that's driving yours as you live your life by example. Now, throughout this section of the course, I have done my very best to illustrate this. I do apologise, I won't have done this perfectly, but I'm not a perfect human being in the same way that you're not. So in the same way that I'm hoping you extend me your grace for being an imperfect person, I also hope that as you commit to life coaching, all these people out there who come to you extend you their grace for being imperfect also. But this is actually going to wrap the section up. I am going to reference back to this section for pretty much the remainder of the course, because this is all about self-concept. Our ideal life is a life where all of our values are being met in some way. I mean, if you think about it, if your life doesn't feel void of any of these things, then you're fundamentally going to feel fulfilled and at peace within yourself. And if you're at peace with yourself and you're fundamentally feeling fulfilled, then that means that there's not going to be anything left for you to do in life other than give. And when you're free in life from your own core values, your own needs, your own wants, your own preferences, and once you've reached the stage of life when you're just given absolutely everything you've got, it's then and only then that other people are going to experience the authentic value that only you have to offer. It's then and only then that are they going to see you as being genuinely significant and important to them in their eyes. So, all I've really done throughout this section is present you with a whole load of options, a whole load of choices, and I'm not going to tell you which ones are right or which ones are wrong. I've had to learn these lessons the hard way, and I'm guessing that it's through making these mistakes in life that's helped me to develop the understanding, what some people might even call the wisdom, that I have today. I'm not saying that I'm a wise person, but some people would say otherwise. I'm hoping that you've taken something from this section. I'm hoping that you're able to relate much of what I've shared to yourself, because leaders go first. And in order to influence other people, it's imperative that you have first been influenced. And if you're taking this course, it's because you're committed to making progress, moving forward in some way. So become the kind of person for other people that you would have them or someone be for you. This for me is the very essence of life coaching, and I hope that I've really done this topic justice, and I hope that I've served you well through my authenticity and also through my honesty. By now, what I shared with you in the last section, you're most likely recognising as now being true when I say that I'm honest, I'm sincere, I'm passionate, I'm creative, I'm all these sorts of things. I'm doing the best that I can with what I've got, all right? Just don't shoot the messenger, please. I ask you, I beg you. But to wrap this section up, we've put together a workbook that I mentioned in the last video, and this I've called the Core Values Workbook. In fact, what we're going to do here is I'm going to actually make two available, all right? One of the workbooks is going to be branded. It's our own branded Core Values Workbook that I'm going to urge you to take some time to reflect upon and work through in your own time, just for you. Remember, leaders go first. But the second workbook is going to be an unbranded workbook, and it's a comprehensive workbook that you'll soon discover for yourself, that I'm going to urge you to print off, take a few copies off, and present to other people to help them work through. You know, helping people to understand their core values in life can sometimes just be as simple as being honest about what it is that's actually driving you. You don't have to communicate what I've communicated here in the same way in which I've communicated these things. Just communicate what your core values are in a way that's authentic to you. Don't be an imitator. Be an originator, because in life, no one follows imitators. People only ever imitate those who get out there first and who demonstrate complete authenticity through being themselves. So to wrap up this section, I encourage you, take the greatest risk that you can possibly take in life and be your authentic self. Discover what it is that drives you, because it's then and only then that you're going to be able to more authentically influence others in helping them to establish and become clear on what it is that's fundamentally driving them to. Because once they're clear on this, you're actually liberating and setting them free to in turn get out there and make wiser and more well-informed decisions about the things that they say yes to, about the things that they say no to, about those that they take forward with them into their futures, and about those who they leave behind in the past. So I hope you found this section valuable, insightful, interesting. I'm going to go for a Starbucks and a coffee and a bit of a break before I start work on the second section, but in which time you're going to be doing your core values workbook anyway. So I hope you find that a useful tool. I hope this section's made sense, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next.